Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, a founder and former CEO of Apple, was not only an extraordinary businessman, but also a highly captivating public speaker. As the public face of Apple, every single one of his speeches was a wonder to behold. Every product launch event where he spoke was an extremely successful marketing campaign due to his ability to turn the audience into consumers and customers into diehard fans. Apart from becoming obsessed with Apple products, these diehard fans also took it upon themselves to recommend Apple products to the people around them. Jobs' ability to grow his fan base through word of mouth was comparable to the world's top rock stars. This is where the magic of his presentation came from. Regular people like us may never be able to achieve the level of success in business that Jobs had. Still, we have the opportunity to learn from Jobs' public speaking and elevate the level of our own speeches. This book reveals the secrets behind Jobs' seemingly magical public speaking by deconstructing the content and expressions he used. It tells us why audiences were so taken away by his speeches. The content of this book is extremely detailed and can be used as a guide to help you create your own successful speech. As long as we follow the methods in this book, even regular people like us can deliver convincing speeches that effectively communicate our ideas and promote our own products. The author of this book, Carmine Gallo, is a renowned expert in public speaking and communication. He also works as a columnist for Business Week and received an Emmy Award, the highest recognition in the American television industry. He also lectured and provided training in regards to media public relations and communication skills for world-renowned companies such as Intel, Chevron, Hewlett-Packard, Coca-Cola, and Pfizer. For many years, Gallo was also a news anchor, host, and business reporter for television stations such as CNN and ABC. His Business Week column focused on Jobs and his public speaking skills that have been sought after worldwide. Subsequently, countless readers were able to improve their public speaking skills after studying his article. We also have a bookie of one of his other best-selling books, Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds. Next, we will explore the book The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs in 3 parts, namely the content of his speeches, the first-hand experience of hearing them live, and his unique style of speaking. All of these contribute to our public speaking skills, so that the audience is more willing to accept and trust our speech, allowing it to have an even bigger impact. Let's start by looking at the first part, how to write a script for a moving speech in order to make it more appealing. Before we start to prepare the draft for our speech, we must think about the answer to this question. What do we want to achieve with our speech? Some people might think that the purpose of a speech is to convey information to the audience. This implies that our speech must first focus on arousing the audience's interest in order to make them willing to listen to what the speaker has to say. With the goal of attracting the audience in mind, it is extremely important to polish the content of the speech carefully. However, many public speakers misunderstand what to focus on during the preparation and end up overly concentrating on the visual aspect of their PowerPoint presentation, neglecting to polish the content of their speech. As a result, despite having a very pleasing PowerPoint, their audience cannot follow their reasoning and end up becoming confused. Therefore, it's important to keep in mind that as far as public speaking is concerned, content is the overriding aspect of the speech, and the aesthetics of the PowerPoint presentation come as a distant second. Therefore, when preparing a speech, we must calm ourselves down and focus on polishing our draft with care. Every one of Jobs' speeches was extremely vivid, capturing the attention of the audience as if it were a riveting story, able to pull in every single member of its audience. So, how was he able to mold the content of his speeches in such a way that they touched people? Here are 3 tips we can share with you. Come up with a concise title, formulate 3 key statements and ideas, and create dramatic conflict. Let's first have a look at Jobs' first secret, creating a concise title. A good title will get you halfway to succeeding since a poignant title is able to arouse the audience's attention and stimulate their interest in listening. So how do we achieve this? You must consider what the message is that you most want to convey to your audience. A concise title will emerge if you can summarize this information into a concrete sentence. The audience must be able to understand the core point of view of our speech once they hear or see the title. The title must be concise and easy to remember so that the audience is able to spread it to other people after listening to the speech. For example, when the iPhone was presented for the first time, Jobs announced loudly, "Today Apple is going to reinvent the phone." This is a great title. Moreover, the title is not a disposable, single-use thing. It should be a recurring theme throughout the entire speech. Therefore, during the process of conceiving a speech, you must remember to encompass the title from the beginning right to the end, repeating and emphasizing the title throughout, so it leaves a deep impression with the audience. In 2008, at the launch event for the MacBook Air, Jobs took advantage of his skills, cleverly creating a concise and clear title. That year, the laptop Apple introduced weighed only 1.4 kilograms, measuring only 0.76 inches at its thickest part. Jobs was able to sum up the MacBook Air's unique core characteristics with just one sentence. It's the world's thinnest notebook. In the following speech, Jobs repeated this concept over and over again, thus planting it in the minds of the audience members. This short and clear title is extremely striking and can be directly quoted by major media outlets. It does not require any kind of alteration, further strengthening the core concept of the MacBook Air, the world's thinnest notebook. Next, we'll take a look at Jobs' second secret to public speaking, formulating three key statements or ideas. Research conducted by scientists on human memory shows that we can only remember 3 to 4 key pieces of information with ease. Therefore, in order to allow the audience to grasp the core concepts of our speech, it is often necessary to distill these core concepts of our speech into 3 key points. In communication theory, there is also the concept of no more than 3. In other words, when communicating, 3 is the most reasonable number of points to convey. We can frequently see this when doing TV interviews or keynote speeches. World business leaders often distill the information they want to convey into 3 main points, the same concept we are referring to. Also, pay close attention to the fact that these key points should not only be used as concepts to create the outline of the drafts, but should be clearly listed in the speech. In addition, when touching on a new topic, the speaker should clearly inform the audience what they are going to discuss at the beginning, listing a few key points. Doing this is like providing a roadmap to the audience. So, they can now easily understand the content of the speech and keep up with our pace. When Jobs introduced the iPhone to the public in 2007, he applied this method. He started by informing the audience that Apple was going to launch 3 products, an iPod, a mobile phone, and an internet-connected device, making it clear to the audience what the following 3 products would be. While the audience waited in anticipation, Jobs went on to state that these 3 products were not independent of each other, but were 3 different functions that were combined into one single device, the iPhone. Upon hearing this, the audience went crazy. The 3 key points extracted by Jobs highlighted the most valuable functions of an iPhone for the audience. When he combined all 3 of these functions together, the presentation reached a climax and the audience was able to immediately get a hold of the unparalleled features of the product. The fact that an iPhone could replace 3 different products would also be carved into their mind.